after a nationwide search for the greatest home cooks in America. Just 22 earned the right to wear the coveted white apron. Some have risen to new culinary heights.
Red team!
While others have buckled under the pressure.
I can hold that back door open for if you won't. Don't be disrespectful.
Now, only five remain. Derek.
I think for the first time, I would change nothing.
Katrina.
Oh, you just keep getting better and better.
Nick.
You are going to go a really long way. I'm incredibly impressed.
Claudia.
How do I say it? You're a lady, but your balls are getting bigger by the minute in this competition.
And Steven.
Whether you like it or not, you're in this wild beast. We've got to bring the best out on you.
Only one home cook can claim the title of Master Chef.
Welcome, guys. Come on down, please. Magical five.
Oh, my gosh. Top five is so incredibly amazing.
Please, go and stand at any station you want tonight.
Me and my daughter have watched season after season of MasterChef. She knows how important it is to get this far. My goal today is to make my daughter proud.
It's now time for your next Mystery Box Challenge. On the count of three, lift your mystery boxes. One, two, three. Lift.
It's one pear, and that's it.
It's a portobello mushroom. But I look around, you know, and not everybody has a portobello mushroom.
You all have a different single ingredient tonight. Selected at random when you stood behind your station.
Katrina, you have a pear. And then Claudia, you have a tomato. Steven, a single portobello mushroom. Nick, you have a piece of chocolate. And Derek, you have a wedge of blue cheese.
It's my least favorite ingredient on the entire planet.
It tastes like Steven smells.
Why me?
This challenge, it's without doubt the toughest, the most challenging mystery box we've ever seen. A MasterChef-worthy dish with one simple ingredient. Impossible, right? It would be impossible if you didn't have your staple pantry box.
Go grab it and take it to your station, please.
I've got to turn this block of dark chocolate into the most elevated dish that I can. It may seem simple, but the simple things in this kitchen are the hardest things to execute.
It's really all about the staple pantry box tonight. It's about what magic you can spin with the most basic of ingredients. Flour, sugar, eggs, butter, herbs, spices, and heavy cream. The basics of any pantry. You guys ready to make the greatest dish of your lives?
Yes, Chef.
Yes, Chef.
Your 1 hour starts now. Go, go, go.
Corner.
Tonight, the most difficult mystery box challenge ever.
Yeah.
Single tomato, block of chocolate, blue cheese, a mushroom, and a pear. They are the humblest, the most simple of ingredients, but how do you transform that into a MasterChef-worthy dish?
It's all about being, I think, clever and creative with the staple pantry box item.
Tonight, they got to use that box to show everybody else in this competition that they're diverse.
These tests are what separate the men from Derek, right?
I am making vanilla chocolate cupcakes, and then I'm going to do a chocolate speckled whipped cream. You know, we're the top five best home chefs here, and it's time to show why.
Yeah.
27 minutes to go. Right, Derek, you got one of the most difficult ingredients.
Yes, Chef. But my mom loves blue cheese, and we both love, like, pretzels and cheese sauce. So I'm going to make a thyme-flavored soft pretzel bites with a blue cheese sauce.
Pretzel and a blue cheese dipping sauce.
You know, this is about her today.
Okay, good. Good luck.
Thank you. Come on.
So, Steven, you've got a mushroom. So what are you making?
I got roasted mushroom, sauteed with shallots and vinegar, and then I'm going to introduce these mushrooms into my hollandaise, all on a pâte à choux.
Food dream is to have...
the farm-driven food truck. It's about farm, food, and people connecting communities, first starting in my desert local communities, and then hopefully inspiring other people to do the same.
Good luck.
All right.
20 minutes to go, guys. Katrina.
Pear time.
Pear time.
Talk to me about it.
I'm going to make a pear carpaccio.
Pear carpaccio.
Yeah.
Carpaccio.
Carpaccio. That's even better.
What are the main components?
Pears with vanilla, mint.
It smells great.
And like I made a kind of a chutney.
All right. Good luck.
Claudia, tomato. What's the dish?
I am making my take on a Napoleon, but in a savory version. These are flour tortillas that I've fried that are going to be my layers for my Napoleon. And then I have some roasted tomato and crispy tomato skins over there.
Wow.
Last night, I dreamt tomatoes, and it was this dish, Chef. And you said that it was beautiful.
Was I in the dream?
Yes, you were.
Right. What was I wearing in the dream?
Not what you're wearing today, Chef.
Tell me.
You were wearing jeans, which are my favorite.
Okay.
Right. I have the biggest crush on you, Chef.
Come on, seriously?
I totally do.
And the winner is Claudia. Come here.
Whoa,
amazing. Congratulations. I'm way too old for you, by the way.
I like your jeans.
Hey, behave yourself, you.
Hey.
Please. Good luck.
Yeah, Chef, thank you.
It's my brush.
8 minutes remaining, guys. Incredible. I'm worried about Katrina. I think she may be a little bit complacent. We are down to the top 5, so I'm expecting fireworks.
Those flour tortillas look nice and crisp.
Mm-hmm. Coming up to 90 seconds to go. Come on, guys. You really want this advantage. Come on.
Push it, guys.
I want to see finesse.
Go, go, go.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and stop. Hands in the air.
Good job.
Well done. That was a very, very difficult challenge tonight. As you know, we watch you closely. We taste everything across every mystery box challenge. Tonight was no different. There are 3 dishes that we are dying to take a much closer look at. The first home cook used the main ingredients across a couple of applications. The dish was brought together with this incredible sauce. Congratulations. Please step forward. There are 3 dishes that we are dying to take a much closer look at. The first home cook. Congratulations. Please step forward. Steven. Let's go.
Oh, man. Being called up in the top 3 is like looking out of my window and seeing the deer eat all the weeds in my garden. It's unbelievable.
Wow. Describe the dish, please.
I have a mushroom sandwich 5 ways. I have roasted portobello. I reserved the mushroom jus to create a nice sauce. I made a mushroom milk curd cheese. The 4th application is the mushroom hollandaise.
Mm-hmm.
The 5th application would be the sauteed mushrooms. And I used the pâte à choux as my base. I'm a garden vegetable enthusiast. I love that earthy taste, you know.
It's real.
Earthy, yes.
I love the fact that you had the balls tonight to make hollandaise, pâte à choux, cooking mushrooms, making a cheese. And they worked. But the cheese needs seasoning because it's just on the verge of bland. But great flavors. I mean, really good flavors. It's a contender. Good job.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you.
That's great.
Thank you.
The mushroom, they're nice and earthy. And all the flavors together, you know, you get a little bit of each thing.
Thank you.
Presentation looks great.
Thank you.
This is you staying on track.
Thank you.
Good job.
Thank you.
I'm impressed.
Thank you.
You have a great balance of acidity, creaminess, richness. The dish maybe is a little rich, but it's clear that you're still in the running in the competition.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
All right, the second dish that we want to examine further, this person used bold flavors to make that dish stand out. They didn't plate it as a classic entree. Please step forward. Derek.
Sweet.
Wait, I really made it into the top three with blue cheese? Being recognized for something I did completely out of my comfort zone reassures why I'm top five.
So tell me what you've made.
This is thyme herb pretzels with a blue cheese dipping sauce.
Pretzels.
Right.
Where did that come from?
You know what? I went back to my childhood on this one. Before I found drums, I loved baseball. And my mom and I would go to games and, like, we would get pretzels and cheese. Like, we loved that. So I went there today.
Really good. Really creative.
Thank you.
I think to have that curveball thrown with the blue cheese,
yeah,
and say, you know what, I'm going to take it and do it in this different direction. You know, throw some baking in there and show that you know how to do it. And look at the color. I mean, it looks great.
Thank you.
What would I do different? Maybe taking those herbs, chopping them up, and finding a way to put them on the top just to give some color. Because
yeah,
with
yeah,
this, it's just brown, brown, brown. But it's a home run. Good job.
Appreciate it.
Mm. It's good. It's bloody good. Sauce, delicious, tangy, salty, creamy, everything you want. There's only two things on the plate, and that's strong. If anything, it's sending a message to everybody standing behind you.
Right.
It's a great taste in there, great flavor, rustic execution. Good job.
Thank you.
The third and final dish that we'd like to take a look at has a lot of complex components. This home cook has stuck to their roots. Visually, the plate is restaurant quality. Please come forward. Claudia.
Good job, Claudia. I'm really happy with what I did. It looks very close to what was in my dream, and I'm really, really thinking this could be my day.
Wow. It's beautiful. What did you make us?
Today I made a tomato Napoleon. I roasted tomatoes with some balsamic vinegar and some garlic. Also made a tomato sauce, and I crisped up the skins. I really stuck to my roots by using tortilla flour to make the layers of the Napoleon and fried them.
I am impressed. Definitely speaks to the heritage and the beauty of Mexican cuisine, you know, making really fabulous dishes with a depth of flavor. I think you did a great job of balancing sweetness and acidity and flavor in the tomato, and it very well may pay off for you.
Thank you, chef. Thank you.
It tastes fresh and it's exciting on the palate. The tomatoes taste delicious, especially the roasted. You've brought the best flavor out.
Thank you, chef.
And I think you're starting to peak at the right moment in this competition. Bloody good job.
Thank you, chef.
Thank you. Just stop me from pushing.
I agree.
Stephen, Derek, Claudia, three stunning dishes. But the person that we feel made the best dish, congratulations, goes to Claudia. Well done.
I win. I am so happy. This was a huge win for me.
Claudia, please, let's go.
Dreams do come true, ladies and gentlemen. Proven.
Welcome to the MasterChef Pantry. Claudia.
Yes, chef.
It's time to focus on your dreams of becoming America's next MasterChef.
You know what comes with that victory. A lot of money. And the MasterChef trophy.
Yes.
But tonight, we really want to focus and talk about that other prize. The prize that puts your face in homes across America.
The book. Your book, to be more precise. Imagine seeing your own cookbook in stores all over the country. Imagine seeing your face on the cover of a cookbook.
That's amazing.
Now, for winning that last challenge, you are safe from elimination.
Woo!
But it gets even better.
there is a second advantage.
We now want you to take this basket and fill it full of 20 of your favorite ingredients.
20 items that define your culinary style. They should be ingredients that could be in your cookbook if you win this whole thing.
In the kitchen, you will get to decide which of the remaining 4 home cooks will have to cook with your basket of ingredients.
It's time for you to take things to a whole new level. Let's go. All 4 of you, listen very carefully. Claudia is now safe from elimination, and she is officially into the top 4. Head upstairs, please, my darling.
Now, in the pantry, Claudia held a cookbook with her face on the cover.
We then asked Claudia to choose 20 ingredients that could feature in her cookbook.
Claudia will select one of you to make a dish using the Mexican ingredients from this amazing basket.
But there are 4 of you home cooks standing in front of us. So, looks like we're going to need some more baskets to choose from. So, we decided to invite some special guests to help us do just that.
Oh.
First up, somebody that has actually been in this kitchen before.
Culinary history has been made tonight. Please, welcome back.
Oh my God.
Culinary history has been made tonight. Please, welcome back.
Last year's winner of MasterChef, Court. She has her very own cookbook, Everyday Fancy. 65 easy, elegant recipes for meals, snacks, sweets, and drinks.
All of you, please, welcome back. Another MasterChef winner.
No way.
Luca.
Hello, Luca.
When you say his name, it brings a smile to your face.
Luca is someone that I absolutely aspire to be like.
Absolute pleasure.
Nice to see you.
Welcome back.
He has such an amazing heart and such amazing passion for food.
So, 1, 2 phenomenal past winners, shall we?
I think we should.
Are you ready to meet one more phenomenon?
Oh, my goodness.
Her cookbook is a New York Times bestseller. She is a global inspiration. The amazing Christine Ha.
Woo! Woo!
You're great.
Thank you.
Woo! Oh my God.
It's great to be back.
Christine is an inspiration to everyone. She is probably a better chef than people with all of their senses.
Courtney, Luca, and Christine, how's it been for you so far?
I've thrown myself into my cookbook. The book is based around taking your everyday meals and elevating them.
It's been an incredible year again. My Dinner with Luca catering business took me all over America. I was lucky enough to cook for the First Lady Michelle Obama.
Wow.
Sounds incredible. Congratulations. Christine, what's been some of the highlights over the last couple of years?
Well, besides doing guest appearances on MasterChef Vietnam, I have my own cooking show in Canada called 4 Senses. And I've also won the Helen Keller Personal Achievement Award, which was also given to Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder. So that was also really exciting.
Wow, come on. Amazing. Right, all 4 of you, please come down to the front.
This is insane. The 3 MasterChef winners of the last 3 seasons, they're the best. And I want to be the best. So I'm inspired by the best.
Now, like Claudia, we asked the past winners to shop in the amazing MasterChef pantry for 20 ingredients. Courtney, what did you choose?
I chose an array of dessert ingredients. There are things in there like panela, edible flowers, there's champagne. This isn't where you take the easy route. Do it justice.
Luca.
It's all the food that you could find in my mother and my grandmother's kitchen. So broccoli rabe, eggplant, mozzarella, little veal, little white wine, of course. Can do great Italian food.
Christine.
I cook a lot of Asian food, so there's a lot of Asian ingredients. Cilantro, limes, there's pork, shrimp, and of course my favorite, fish sauce. So all sorts of things that you can do really interesting and delicious Asian dishes with.
Finally, Claudia, what did you choose?
I've got shrimp, mussels, some limes, pineapple, jalapenos.
It's screaming Mexican, right?
Oh, absolutely, chef.
The Mexican basket is the only one I really don't want. I live in San Diego. Mexican food is everywhere, but I don't cook it.
We now have four baskets. You, Claudia, are going to decide who takes each basket to cook with. Let's start off with your basket.
So I'm thinking somebody that I think could potentially do well with this, but could easily trip up if choosing the wrong ingredients. I'm picking Nick.
Nick, please come and pick up the basket.
Damn it. I'm looking at this basket and it might as well be filled with rocks and empty shells. I have no idea what I'm going to do.
Next up, Christine's Southeast Asian basket.
I haven't necessarily seen this person cook with these types of ingredients, so I'm going to choose Steven.
Fantabulous. I love it.
We're down to two baskets left. Claudia, this is a crucial moment because you're picking for two.
Luca's basket is the easiest because all of us have cooked Italian. Courtney's basket is the most difficult because it's clearly a high-end baker's basket. So I need to make sure that I deliver hers to a big competitor.
Luca's Italian basket, who are you giving that to?
Katrina.
Wow. That means Derek, please come up and pick your baking basket up.
Oh, yes. I want the hardest basket. Give it to me. I just have to do what I do best.
Good luck.
And I'll win over the judges.
You will each have 1 hour using only the ingredients in your basket to make us one MasterChef-worthy dish.
Is everyone ready?
Yes, Chef.
Yes, Chef.
Your time starts now.
Go, guys. You got this.
All right. Three amazing past winners. I mean, what a source of inspiration. Incredible.
Four home cooks, four different themed baskets.
We have Mexican, Southeast Asian, Italian, and a baking basket.
Courtney, what is this?
That's panela. It's pure, true sugar.
Ooh.
So the one basket you will not trip up with tonight has to be Katrina's.
Anybody could get that.
At the same time, there doesn't seem to be the same spark in Katrina. She seems a little down.
The competition is getting to her.
What is this? Claudia?
Chayote, it's a squash.
That's staying there.
Just hoping Nick doesn't just take it easy and go down a taco.
Can he be inventive enough with that Mexican basket?
He's amazing.
Steven, what is that?
This is red curry. I'm going to make a nice little rub on this pork tenderloin.
Beautiful.
Right, Derek, how are you doing?
Excellent, Chef.
Courtney's basket.
Yeah.
What's the dish?
It's a chocolate pâte de crème.
Chocolate pâte de crème. Is that good enough to get into the top four? How are you going to elevate this thing? You can't just serve a pâte de crème.
No, I'm not. I'm going to do the edible flowers, mascarpone.
Wow.
I'm here. I'm bold. I'm a rocker. You guys are going to love this.
Good luck.
40 minutes to go, guys.
Time flies in the MasterChef kitchen.
What is Nick making?
Nick is making...
Okay.
I don't know. Come on, Nick.
I don't know.
Nick is freaking out over my basket and has zero idea what he's going to do.
Hold on.
He could go taco route. He could go chips route.
I don't know.
What's he doing?
Holy crap. Mexican food is completely out of my comfort zone.
He's got shrimp, so he could have made some shrimp enchiladas.
I'm lost.
I'm really worried about Nick. I think he's definitely scared right now.
Claudia was smart here. Nick is going down in a big Mexican ball of fire.
Come on, buddy. Come on, Pop. I don't know. Come on, kid.
Okay.
Mexican food's completely out of my comfort zone, and I'm stumped with this basket.
What is Nick making?
I don't know.
But I'm looking up, and I'm seeing three people that have been exactly where I am right now, but they've persevered.
This is where it counts, guys.
It's just an inspiration to me, and they did it. I can do it. Oh, I know.
Just 30 minutes to go, and for one of you, your last 30 minutes inside the MasterChef kitchen.
All right, Katrina. You got the Italian box. So yeah, what are you making?
I'm making a veal scallopini with broccolini pasta.
Okay. How excited are you? You seem like
really?
Pasta roll. Yeah. I want the crazy happy Katrina back. That's what I need. Because you need love when you're cooking Italian food. Right?
Yes.
You're going to make it?
Yeah, damn straight I'm going to make it.
Top four.
Top four.
Top three. Finale. Win it. Go home to Wisconsin and be like, look at this. Right?
Graham, I totally love you.
Do it. Come on.
Okay.
Steven's nuts.
Steven's nuts.
Yeah.
Steven, what are you making?
I have some steamed rice over here. I got a mixed grill I'm starting. I have my pork loin marinated with red curry. I'm going to do shrimp with yellow curry, and I'm going to do this tofu with maju curry.
You're making one dish, right?
Yeah, is that too complicated, do you think?
Because there's so many strong flavors, you have to know how to actually tone down. A lot of people will put too much of stuff, so it's about, you know, negative space.
I appreciate that. That is absolutely true. I'm going to do as much as I can, and if I can't do it, then I will check myself before I wreck myself.
Good luck.
15 minutes left.
This is usually the time when I'm finishing up everything.
Okay, Nick.
Yes, sir.
How are you feeling?
You know, I'm against the wall right now.
Yeah, so you are against it.
Yeah.
Yep.
This is the most vulnerable I've seen you. What are you doing?
I'm going to do a chorizo mussel in a pineapple and chili ancho.
Right.
And then I'm going to steam those, almost like I would with white wine with an Italian dish.
Listen, she wants you out.
I know she does.
Okay, you going home?
Absolutely not.
Good luck. Right, Luca, Katrina's got the ingredients you selected. How's it looking from up there?
She's going in a very, very rustic take. Great, typical Italian.
Claudia, who's looking vulnerable from there?
I think that Nick is definitely looking a little frazzled, but I see some definitely good techniques.
Stop thinking about your plating. Let's go.
Steven is on fire.
Yeah. Oops, sorry.
But my fear is that he's going to just do too much.
I'm concerned that Darius looks simple, and tonight it needs to be magical. Yeah.
Come on, guys.
Nick, get it on the plate.
Let's go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And stop. Hands in the air. Well done. Now, I want you to join Christina, Graham, and I in thanking these three MasterChef winners for giving up their time to be with us tonight.
Thank you for everything. Having the previous MasterChef winners up here with me on the balcony was absolutely amazing.
Night, thank you.
Hi.
Thanks.
Bye. I'm literally in chills right now. This is one of the best experiences I have had in the MasterChef kitchen.
Wow, what an honor.
It is now time to see which of you did those winners and their baskets of 20 ingredients justice, and who has plated their last ever dish in this kitchen.
First up, Derek.
Tonight, I had the hardest basket to work with. And even though it's simple, I really think I did Courtney's basket justice in this pot de creme.
Describe the dish, please.
It's a chocolate and Darjeeling tea pot de creme with mascarpone cream and a champagne lemon toasted sauvignon.
Why chocolate mousse?
Previous MasterChef winners, they were saying, play to your strengths.
Yep.
These are the kind of desserts that I like.
The flavor's good, but it's so rich and heavy. The mascarpone I would have put inside, so it lightened up a little bit, so it's not just dense. I can't give you credit for the edible flowers, because you didn't make them. And the execution's a cop-out, because I've seen you execute better. I don't like mousses set in the mold, because you can't do anything with them. It's a shame that it's stuck in that mold. I want more finesse. It's good, but it's safe. Never, ever, across any stage of this competition, do you play it safe. Play it safe, and you're on the way home.
The flavor is nice. Darjeeling tea leaves definitely play well with that dark chocolate. Bitter and floral notes that tie in really well. But I think the tricky thing when you torch a sabayon, because it's so heavy on the eggs, it ends up tasting like scrambled eggs or cooked eggs. A pot de creme is usually a little bit lighter. This is very dense, and I would have loved to see one of those flavors in that Courtney brought that would help sort of lighten the dish. It's a good dish, but but it might not be good enough to take you to the final four. It's a good dish, but it might not be good enough to take you to the final four.
Right now, I'm kind of nervous. Claudia took a shot at me, and I did something I thought was creative, but it might knock me out.
Right, next up, Nick, please.
I am extremely proud of what I was able to put together with the basket of ingredients that I've never worked with before. I just really hope that the judges are on the same page because I am really excited about my dish.
Wow. Nick, describe the dish, please.
You have a chorizo mussel steamed in a fresh pineapple juice with lime cilantro rice and poblano sauce.
It looks fantastic.
Thank you, Chef. Let me tell you.
I got nervous at the beginning. You had 10 minutes to go and that sauce wasn't even ready.
The first couple minutes, I was freaking out and I was letting that get to me.
Yep.
And then I took a deep breath and said, I'm not going out just because I have to cook Mexican food.
Exactly.
Mussels, you steamed in pineapple?
Yes, in the anchos that were steeped in the fresh pineapple juice with the chorizo.
Look at the mussel. You cooked them perfectly. They're soft, supple, incredibly tender, and almost sort of falling out of the shell. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Nick, it's incredible. The flavor's there, the texture's there, the heat is there. The cooking of the mussels is exemplary. The rice, delicious. The sauce, incredible. I mean, Claudia gave you this basket to send you home, but Nick, you've done it justice.
Thank you.
Based on what I've just tasted, you are heading definitely to the top four.
Thank you, Chef.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. It's beautifully sexy in the best possible way.
Thank you.
It's not often big guys like us get to, like, talk about sexy food together.
Yeah, no, I don't know, right?
I'm kind of feeling a little uncomfortable.
It's still awkward, weird. But we can do it.
Yeah. Charred corn gives it a beautiful smokiness, and chorizo gives it that textural contrast. It's the best dish that you've done. There's no better time to start doing that than right now. Good job.
Thank you, Chef. I'm on cloud 9. I rode the middle for way too long, and I think that I'm coming out and getting in front of the pack just at the right time. Nick's coming out of his shell. He's getting comfortable. Watch out.
Next up, Steven.
I was just trying so hard to impress the master chefs today, and I put everything into this dish. I put my heart on this plate, and I'm just hoping it's enough to keep me here.
So, Steven, describe your dish.
Deconstructed using the head-on shrimp, pork, some mustard greens, and yellow curry on the tofu with a nice broth.
What inspired you?
Christine herself and how she approaches Asian food.
Mm-hmm.
So it's up to me to match the technique.
I think that you did a really great job of honing in on those Asian flavors, but also sort of leaving your own fingerprints, the creativity, the wild man with a wild mind.
Yeah.
You did a great job of reining it in.
Thank you, thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Great seasoning all around.
Thank you.
Especially the tofu, which is so hard to make delicious, right? I mean, it does need a lot of love. And here you've got the color. It's delicious. Pork's delicious. I love the greens. But the killer deal here is the broth.
Mm-hmm.
If there was anything that I had to do to change it up, it is a little hard to eat if I had a bowl with these things all kind of in there. It's just easier for me to enjoy, but very smart cooking.
Thank you. The judges, they like my dish, and I think I've done enough to stay here in the competition and get to the next level.
Last up, with Luca's Italian basket, Katrina. Let's go, please.
I've never made veal scallopini before, but I'm really proud of myself. I feel like everything came together, and I think I did a good job.
Wow. Now, that looks rustic, and that looks charming. Describe the dish, please.
It's a veal scallopini, breaded and fried with homemade fettuccine and broccolini and mushroom in a white wine, garlic, and shallot sauce.
Broccolini, how did you cook it?
First, I blanched it, and then I put it in the sauce, and then I sautéed the mushrooms, garlic, shallots, and red pepper flakes.
Mmm. Pasta's delicious. You got the heat in there, but is this veal overcooked?
No.
Good. Damn. Damn. Damn, 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 damn. Can you see that?
Yes.
That's what?
It's
Pink.
No, that's not pink. You know that. That's what?
Bra.
No, that's not pink. You know that. That's what?
Bra.
Oh, dear. I know we can eat pink veal, but that's literally minutes away from being back in the field. The veal is so undercooked, it just tastes like any protein because it's chewy as anything. But pasta's delicious. Love what you've done with the broccolini. The chili flakes with the heat, love it. I wish you'd left the veal off. Damn, so near, yet so far.
Top four is on the line. It's getting down to the wire, and it's painful to watch.
At this stage, I mean, that's how people start falling off.
I love everyone, but the fact is, right now, somebody's going home.
Wow, man, well done. Could all four home cooks please step down to the front? Thank you.
Four fantastic home cooks. Tonight, sadly, one of you will be returning home. Three of you will be joining Claudia in the top four.
There was one truly great dish. The home cook joining Claudia in the top four of MasterChef. Congratulations, Nick.
Thank you.
Get up there with Claudia so we can clap you out.
Thank you. Woo! Top dish, baby. To cook the best dish with a basket full of Mexican ingredients shows that when I step out of my wheelhouse, I shine. I'm safe. I'm moving into the top four. My mom is gonna flip out.
Stephen, tonight you took those Asian ingredients. You got carried away with your presentation, but the strength was there. And that final dish has put you up on the balcony. Congratulations. Good job.
I'm in the top four, baby. There's only three people in front of me. I came here to be number one, and that's what I'm going to do.
Derek, Katrina, this gets more and more difficult. And you know, Christina, Graham, and I's expectations are super high. It comes down to the tiniest of detail. Derek, what you did tonight was underwhelming, and it was just badly executed. Katrina, you cook with your heart on your sleeve every time you come to this competition. But tonight, I think it's pretty obvious that the dish was missing the mark. Derek, you did just enough to edge into the top four. Please, say goodnight to Katrina and head up to the balcony.
It's okay, Derek. For now. Stay strong.
Damn it.
Katrina, you have been an amazing student. You cook from your heart. And Katrina, I would love to see you in France. Do you know why? Because I know what it did for me. And it confirmed my calling in this industry. I have two restaurants in France. I can't wait for you to go and spend time in them. When you're ready to go to France, you let me know, and I'll arrange that for you personally, as my guest.
Wow.
Because I want to see what you're like when you come back from there and continue your dream.
Thank you.
You've got no reason ever for the rest of your life to lack in confidence, because you have been a shiny star.
That's right.
Agreed.
Please go up here and say goodbye. Come here, you.
Come on.
You're awesome.
It's so fun.
Thank you.
Katrina, in your mind, who is going to become America's next MasterChef?
With all my heart, Nick Nappy.
Take care.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Come on. Place your apron on your bench, my darling. Enjoy France.
Coming into this, I didn't know what level of skill I had. But I've been told over and over from the judges how good of a cook I am.
You just keep getting better and better. This is the best dish I've tasted from you.
I am blown away. This dish is delicious.
Thank you.
Yeah, right now I feel like Father Christmas just jumped down the chimney. Great job.
Congratulations, Katrina.
Never thought that I could pursue my dream, but Gordon Ramsay has told me, yeah, you can, Katrina.
That's delicious.
Oh, thank you.
I think you're talented. Very talented.
Thank you. I have more confidence coming out of this competition than coming in.
Tommy, can you hear me?
Yes.
Say yes to me. Take him off.
But I found my voice.
A blue team, ladies and gentlemen. You're the best captain.
I'm truly humbled that Gordon believes in me that much to send me to Paris.
Love you, Katrina.
Love you, Katrina.
I can't believe it. A girl from Wisconsin.
Thank you.
Is going to France.
Bon voyage.
Next time.
Three amazing boxes, three judges.
Am I going to have to step into the shoes of these master chefs?
Oh. The final four can see the finish line.
That one's burned.
It's not burned. Kill me.
No, don't give me problems. Give me solutions.
Who will reach the semifinal?
Puree is mind-blowing.
It's going to be really tough to beat.
And who will fall short at the final hurdle?
Seriously?
This is Master Chef.
Oh, my goodness.
One potato, two potato.